Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Sydney Pagan Science, Technology, Engineering and Mathematics Academy to produce items for school breakfast program. Stay with us to find out more and later or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Soyes. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offence. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
The Sydney Pagan Science, Technology, Engineering and Mathematics STEM Academy sits on over 200 acres of land in St. Elizabeth. The school is to become a hub for the production of items for the breakfast feeding program for primary schools in the northern section of the parish. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries J.C. Hutchinson says the institution has the capacity to produce vegetables, poultry, milk and other items.
They have the layers, they have the broilers, they have the milk, the cows for the milk, and they have an ample amount of that which they can supply to the other schools.
Mr. Hutchinson says the ministry will be supporting the school to ensure that the hub can be established as soon as possible.
Yeah, we are going to see what we can do to help the production within the whole school compound. And this, we are looking at not only fish, we are looking at the crop production, we're looking at the dairy, where they need a milking machine, piggery. We're looking to see if we can put together a comprehensive program to see how we can build this school to be a hub.
Meanwhile, Minister Hutchinson says a partnership has been forged with fish producer Algic Jamaica Limited to resuscitate the fish ponds at the school.
Algic has actually come in and they are now going to be assisting them with the fingerlings, and they are also going to help them with some training. And with this, we are hoping that we can develop the aquaculture industry.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson. He says there are over 2,000 acres of fish ponds throughout Jamaica that are lying idle, and the ministry will be working with Algics to get them back on stream to revitalize the sector. And now for our proverb of the day. Cheer drop a grong and bench get up. Translation, a chair falls and the bench rises. And this means for each lost resource. Practical persons recognize when its substitute invariably presents itself. A similar proverb is brok calabash, bring new one. Translation, if you break a calabash, bring a new one. And this means don't waste time worrying over a failed attempt. Just try again.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS. That's 1-888-367-3787 to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
Switching to solar power may be expensive, but it's worth it. You don't want to find out your solar system is substandard after purchase. So be sure to buy your solar PV system from a qualified, reputable provider. Check their qualifications and experience, ask for references, and talk to previous customers. Get several quotations before choosing a supplier. Make sure you get value for your money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Soyes with Student Engineer Andre Soyes, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.